Would you welcome this morning, Reverend Philip Park?
Good morning. I wake up. wake up. I want a greeting with you Korean style. This is Korean traditional dress for men. My wife and Sarah, the ladies. Is it good? Is it good looking? Yes. just Korean style like this. I want a greeting with you in the name of Jesus. And I really love to be here and great honor to be here. And I started learning. I have learned already many things about only 2 days stay here, but I can see your image on the way when I drove. I come from New York and I never seen image there. And all Korea, Asia, never seen any Amish group, but anyway, I am city boy. I grown up in all the city all the time, and when I drove down here, I wearing Korean dress, driving Japanese car. I can see Amish group over there with the horse, and then came here. As soon as I arrived this sanctuary, we have beautiful sanctuary here, and many our American friend, brothers and sisters in Christ. Wow. What a wonderful scenery and atmosphere around the environment around here. It's beautiful, beautiful scenery. My wife doesn't want to go back. You make me travel. Here, I am here because of a faith promise. Yes, I've been through many faith promise convention and any other churches in the United States. Since I was a missionary 1994 under the Nazarene Global Mission. Without your support, without your financial support and prayer support, I cannot make it here today. Many American churches so generous, so open-minded, and then keep sending missionary and keep sending World Evangelism Fund to around the world. Long time ago, the missionary from United States came to Korea. They died. They cannot come back at that time. There is no flight, no transportation over there. Just flight to Korea and just preaching the gospel and died and buried and killed and Korean church start revival because of their your missionary sacrifice. You cannot forget. I cannot forget it. I have loved that. You can see now here. Someone just went greeting with me, say, thank you for coming to USA as a missionary. You can see now. I'm the your missionary sacrifice. I'm the fruit from the sacrifice. You can see here living fruit because I'm missionary in the United States. Amen. Thank you so much your sincere support. And over my today I really love to follow your thing today, a beautiful thing today, hymns. My story, I love to talking about my story, but not my story or our story, but I like to share with you his story today. You can hear in very few minutes about all these things, but I like to share about the glory of God, what he has done through me, through you in the world. And here, our Nazarene mission around the world, the same mission we have. You know this, to make Christ-like disciples in the nations. This is our mission, our goal. Wherever we go, we are doing this. So here, how we can make this? We have three core essence of a mission. You know this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now these three remain faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is what? Love. So see three things: faith, hope, and love. That's it. That's what Jesus like a disciple. Without faith, without hope, without love, nothing over there. First of all, I want to say this. What is the faith? Faith is many times we heard, but I want to just three scriptures. Boom, boom, boom. This is have to remind yourself. Without faith, it's impossible. Praise God. Without faith, it's impossible you have true worshiper here. Without faith, you cannot make true worship here. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Your own desire, your own will, but whatever you do, without faith is sin. The righteous will live by faith. Today, faith promise. No faith, no promise. Yesterday, I just shared with your congregation last night, say this about the prayer. You know, no answer. Many people say that, why my prayer doesn't answer to me, God doesn't answer to me? Because of this. Because of unbelief. No faith in your prayer. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, and God give generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you, given to Him. But when He asks, He must believe, not doubt. Because he who doubt is like a wave of sea, the sea blown and tossed by the wind. The man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord if you don't have, you know, faith and doubt, if you have doubt. Then, you have a faith. Yes, I can see your faith here, faith in God, and you are worshiping God here. But we need this. More than that, not only just keeping faith in your heart, but we need power from that. We need power. You can see our video, many young people, dynamically, they want to preach the gospel around the world. I know this, that is not only New York, and not only Asia. We need here in Mifflinburg. Right? It's Mifflinburg. I have a kimchi mouse. Not cheese mouse. Sorry. You don't understand what I'm saying. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Right? Not only faith, but you need power. Holy Spirit come upon you individually. Now, the Holy Spirit want to come, willing to come to your heart to give power. For what? To be witness. Jerusalem, Mifflinburg, my case, and Seoul, Korea, and all Judea, your case, Pennsylvania or Philadelphia, my case, in Korea, Samarita, USA, for you, to me, Asia, and to the end of the earth, all nations. And you have a power, your faith, and then go forth. Not stare, prayer. You go forth. That's why I come here. I obey His command. I believe. I have faith. I have power over the Holy Spirit. And now, I cannot stay. I cannot just say, okay, Lord Jesus coming back. No. Go forth. Until when? Here say, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the world as a testimony of all nations, then the end will come. That's our mission. Today, we have talking about hope, faith, then hope. Our responsibility to all nations, what is that? Preaching the hope of Jesus Christ. Only one hope in the world is Jesus Christ. That's the only our message all the time. Say this. Life with Christ is an endless hope. Life without Christ is hopeless land. That's our message. And say Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, you are saved, and you have faith and power, and seek the things that are above, not on earth, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mindset, you set your eyes on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also appear with Him in glory. We have hope in faith. And third one, love. Most difficult one. Yeah, hope, faith, you need when you are living on the earth. Love too. But love, and then faith and hope will be gone. But love in, on earth and heaven forever. Love is the most important thing, right? So love. The greatest commandment in the Bible, very simple, not complicated, not many messages over there. Just love God, love neighbor, right? That's it. But it's very most difficult part of our mission. You love your family, you love your village people, you love your classmate, you love other nation people. You love, you feel that way? I came to this church and people, I feel even I'm greeting time, I know, you know, everyone loves me. Love me? Yes, yeah, someone said, oh, I love you. Talk is cheap, right? Love is not just talk. In the Bible, we have to know this, what is true love in the Bible say. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down His life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Lay down, give up, surrender, whatever. It's just not talking. You have, like Jesus Christ surrender His kingdom glory, come to the world. To save you, to serve you. How about yourself? How we make this in reality? Is say this. Love, to me, love is the key word in love is the understand. Understand. You must start from understand if you want to love one another. Standing under. Humble. Be humble. I surrender all my culture, Korean culture, even I'm wearing Korean suit, but I mean dress, but I surrender my culture. I give up my family relationship in Korea. I'm missing them all a lot. Everything, give up, surrender, lay down to learn English, to learn two other languages, preaching the gospel. Break down all the wall and barrier. Break down in the name of Jesus. Let the precious blood of Jesus Christ, blood, flush over all around the world. You cannot make any wall and barrier because you can be a barrier for His kingdom work if you're stuck over there. Language is not barrier. Language is bridge. That's why I can speak English. That's why I'm so glad I can come here to you, preach, sharing the gospel with you in English. Asian English. Have you heard this? Asian English? Here. I want to share these things. The Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3 say, oh, before that, I'm sorry. As pastor already introduced to you, last night I shared a little bit about this. 1973, Billy Graham came to Korea with true love and laid down all everything, just come to Korea, and then 1.1 million people gathering one place to hear his message. Oh, can you find me there? All multitude over there. Wow, do you have good eyes? I was sitting on front line. I was waiting 10 hours before they start this crusade. Only 14 years boy. But he should know. I know only that. I have hope. The hope to me is vision. Hope to me is mission. Hope to me is dream. And then at that time, I said, Lord, I give my life to you. You are my hope. And I want to be missionary all around the world like Billy Graham. He was my first mentor to lead Christian life. Then I start to learn. I start to prepare myself to be a world missionary on the Church of Nazarene. Since that time until now, 40 years, I never look back. I never wrong focus on something else. Only fix my eye on His promise, His calling to go. That's my life. And I throughout all Asia. Now, I came to New York in 2007. And then I want to surrender, continue to surrender my life. Far away, I was in Asia. My Korea, Asia is not far any country. But here in Asia and Seoul, Korea is so far. But I know, I understand all Asian cultures and experience over there. Now, I understand throughout my deputation service 20 years, throughout all United States, I traveling all United States. Okay, now, God wants to use me for the bridge building between Asia and America. Walk together, join together in the body of Christ. Without bridge, cannot make it happen. I want to be bridge, like Jesus, between God and me, and Jesus is our bridge builder. That's why I'm here today. That's why I say this, Asian American ministry. That's why I'm here. You see this, the flower, all beautiful flower. I saw here all beautiful flowers, all different colors. If one garden, only one color flower is not enough, beautiful enough. Have to have so many different colors together, more look beautiful, right? That's the church. Have more different colors, more different races, ethics is worship together, one God. That's what we call multicultural, multi-ethnic church. My church right now, I show you this picture, is I have 9 different ethnic groups worship together. One of your church member came to me when I greeting. She was in our church, Flushing First Church. Can you raise your hand, someone? Yes. So she knows my church. When you were in our church? 1969. Oh, when I was 9 years old. My church is 93 years old. Wow, my church right now. My church is not Korean church. I'm Korean, speaking English. Our church, 9 different ethnic groups, worship together in English. How we make this? Surrender each other. Give up your culture. Respect others first. That's the kingdom of God, model of kingdom of God. Love is understanding, I told you. Then the next one. And here the Bible says this, Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from the being united with Christ, if any comfort His love, in any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and in one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. That's the basic foundation of cross-cultural mission. You say, He must increase, God must increase, I must decrease. That's the worship. That's the cross-culture. That's the mission basic. John 3, and then most of our church problem, cause problem, because We want to be increased and God has decreased. That's the problem in the church all the time. And here, I want to share with you one interesting story. When I was in Thailand as a missionary, I didn't, you know, that strong Buddhist country, and 97% of all Buddhism there. And then pastor introduced me, I came from a Buddhism country, a Buddhism family, when I was young, before I come to Christ. Third generation Buddhism, third generation Confucianism. After I converted, first, then all my father, mother, brother, sister, all relatives came to Christ, one by one. And everyone now are Christians. Amen. From Buddhism to be Christian, it's not easy. It's really difficult. Thailand is a Buddhist country. I know how to preach the gospel to Buddhism people, Buddhist, because I come from. I have experience. Then I went to Thailand, and I didn't learn yet. It's just to start my mission work at the Golden Triangle area in northern Thailand, a primitive area. There is no many area, no electricity, no toilet, very primitive area. And then I went there, and they have a big, huge problem is the opium. Have you heard opium? Heard that opium? Addiction. Yeah, because they're planting all opium on the mountain, and then they start editing because smoking all the time. Especially many children, next picture is children also getting opium addiction from the parents. All this kind of a social problem over there, and I just went there myself, at the time just I want to learn what they are doing there. They prepare very special food because they look very first time foreigner they saw, and I'm the foreigner over there. And they just came, and they prepare very special food in the jungle, a deep jungle, and it's very difficult to get in there. And they just watching me when they bring the dish, I mean, with the, what's that? Banana ribs, and they put on banana ribs is a living maggots. M-A-G-G-O-T-S. Have you here? Hello. Are you going to eat lunch today? Living maggots. So maggot. Not later I know that that's come from bamboo. But it's clean. But, you know, living maggot. Maggot doesn't matter clean or not. They just gave it to me. You know, the missionary, if I say no or just deny or you know, if you feel offended, they will not listen to me. So, I just keep smiling. I just, hello. Am I, as soon as I see the living maggots, oh, how do you feel? Like that, right? Smile is the best language. If you cannot communicate, just smile it. And then I start trying to get first one, living one. It's very far. I feel very far from there to get here. You know, and smile. And into my mouth, I cannot bite. It was still living. And so low. And people just look at me like that. Okay? Hello. And then another one. Third one, or fourth one. But I cannot bite. Continue. Just swallow. Dirty water, but drink it. And just continue. Almost half was gone. And then I felt the maggots. I love God. I love a neighbor. But I do not love maggots. He's not my neighbor. But just I put here. And I felt the living maggot just line up from the throat until stomach. Line up. Twist over there. But I just want to run away because I will die there. It's just people want to keep eating that. No way, I cannot eat that, right? So I just using my body language because I cannot communicate in their languages. I need to go my home right now. Can I go? Let me go. I was really one comedian there. Then they say, okay, bye bye. Ran away! I just ran away. I don't run. My truck is so fast at the time. Faster than fly. And it's just shh. In the jungle, in the midnight, I was totally lost. Because first time in the jungle, no light. I feel dizzy very much. And I stopped the truck. And then get out from the truck and threw out all living matter out. On the truck light, I can see all living matter still over there. You enjoy my suffering. And then, because I was really scared to die, love? What's the love? Lord, I love you, and you love me, I know, but it's very scary here. I worry about my family, and maybe I might die here in the jungle myself. I don't know how to get out here. I don't know how I can find a way out. I'm so scared, and I feel sick. Lord, I will die. And the only one way I can survive there is to pray. I just found one rock. And then sit, kneel down, pray, start to pray with tears. Lord, I love you. I might die here. Give me a chance. I don't know. Give me a word, your word to me. After 1 hour, pray and pray, pray to you with tears. God, show me, give me this scripture to me. I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of these brothers of mine, you did for me. I ate all bunch of living maggots. Why? I want to bring the gospel to them. It's for him. He recognized me, true missionary over there. I stood up. I praise him. You know that? I can see the front way out. Then I can draw out, go home safely. And my wife said, are you crazy? But at the time, after that, the village opened the door. Because not just talk, do it, surrender, show it. Prove it in the name of Jesus. Then they, after that, I go there. They just prepare well-cooked food because it was test. They want to know I truly love them or want to be with them like a friend. Yesterday I told you two different cultures, remember? Western culture like what? Watermelon. Then Asian culture like what? An onion. They don't make sense. The watermelon cut, you can see inside immediately. The Western culture like more trust oriented. Emphasis of trust each other. Trust. That's why when you see here, even greeting time, you say, hey, Philly, how are you? I never seen you, but you just, hi, hey, hello, how are you? Very open-minded. But for Asian culture, it's like onion, take time to peel up onion inside, outside, you don't know what is difference with tears because it's so hot, spicy. Whatever relationship-oriented Asian culture, Western culture, trust-oriented, we put together. Trust God, and then you have to have an honest relationship with God as well. So if you want to open your church to any ethnic groups in the future, think about this. We need trust. Also, we need a good relationship. But take time. And after that happened, this village start believe Jesus Christ, and then we call that village a Jesus village. Nazarene church over there. Amen. That's the church planting in northern Thailand. Not here. Okay, go ahead. And next one, I want to tell you this. People, all the time we talking about how our church, American church, can make a revival again. It used to be. Next going forward, please. Because Asian American ministry come to United States, and then I share with you about faith and hope and love. And then we have three C word in our mission: say connecting, communicating, and contextualizing. It means I come here to connect with your church. It's first time, but start. We like to pray for each other. You have a lot of prayer in intercessor prayer group to pray for you from Asia. If we join, connecting together. Second, communicating. I believe you start understanding about the United States. I mean, about other cultures and communicate, how to communicate with others. Third one, like here, today I wore a wrong dress. I should wearing maybe Mifflinburg dress. No? This is Korean dress. But it means come to your village, come to here. I have to change mindset, my attitude, my clothes to your culture. It's contextualize. Three things. It's very important for the mission. Okay, why we need to pray for America is this. If you, the Bible says this, the Psalm chapter 9 verse 17 says, if you ever forget the Lord, your God, and follow other gods, and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nation, the Lord destroyed it for you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord, your God. You know that. In the United States, long time ago start, don't pray in the school, don't sharing the gospel in the school. And it's all kind of stuff in the United States. I cannot believe this. This is, you cannot say Christian country anymore. It is time to pray for America. All brothers and sisters in Asia, in Africa, they are praying for American church right now. You used to be sending missionary to those countries. Now, you need missionary from those countries to your country. Walk together, worship together, praying for each other. Amen. That's the cross-culture, cross-nation mission in this generation. Have you learned this? Here, say this. Here in America, 3,500, 4,000 church every year close down. And really challenge this. And church lose on estimate 2,765,000 people each year to materialism and secularism. Usual Sunday church attendance has dropped from 1,600,000 to 881,000 attendance in the United States. It's more than that now, just 2005. Only 21% of Americans attended religious service every week. I mean, other 80% is gone. Only one Sunday Christians. I'm sad. I'm very sad. Because I believe that you send the missionary to my country. I hope the more growing than this time, but not declining. I know here all young people, all generation worship together here. I will really be impressed here. But we need at least one person in this church. Like here say this. Ian Bound say, what the church in USA need today is not more machinery or better, not new organization and program and method, But men whom the Holy Spirit can use, men of prayer, men mighty in prayer. We need men of prayer for your country, family, church. Amen. Amen. Hello. When we walk, we only walk. When we pray, God walk. Next one. Here, today, we call faith promise. I told you already, without faith, you cannot have any, receive any promise from God. I believe you have faith right now. So we are going to write down your pledge to give your money to world evangelism. I really appreciate, I'm really grateful to you what you are doing, your sacrifice. But you have to make sure. Not only money this. This is not only money concern. This is spiritual things. You send the money to other country to help support the missionary around the world, yes. But you need help from all this country. You have honestly opened your situation and asking prayer for your country. Faith promise, I hope, because many countries around the world is not doing this, but I like to see other country Nazarene church having faith promise to send money to world evangelism more and more. But you know, you are planting seed and now watering and growing. It's time to see some fact here. 6.7 billion people in the world. But American comprise only 4.5% of the world. And now, next one. You know this, out of 100%, 60 would be Asian in the world. Wow. Only you are 5%, 60 would be Asian, all these countries. Because of China, because of India. And all down there, and then say here, especially the 82 would be non-white, 18 white, that's in the world. And the 67 would be non-Christian. Wow. Still a lot of opportunity. 67 still remain opportunity to preaching the gospel to them. We live in a world that is non-American, non-white, non-Christian. Multicultural, multi-ethnic. You have to change your way of thinking, transforming your faith toward this fact. And next one, say this. Some fact is, we say that giving money, I know, everyone facing difficult economic crisis, but here, 40% live on less than $2 per day. 15% live on less than for $1 per day. But United States, live on $105 per day. Compare. We still think about faithfully giving to God, preparing your heart for faith promise this year especially, because you have been through all faith promise convention last years and years. I want to ask you to do this. By faith, by love, by hope. When you write down with tears, not just handling, and write your hand with your tears, Lord, help our country. Save our country. We will send this money to other country, but please save our country. Next one. I know this all kind of how to face, I cannot tell you because time, but you know, through the faith promise, evangelism fund and links cash, and then district and MMI and district project special work and witness project, through all your money going through, using for that, you have to set your faith promise goal. And the next one. And here say this, The following items, you know, deputation, offering, alabaster, world evangelism broadcast, Nazarene confession, all this stuff, this special offering is, you know, have to designate a special day to give. But it does include faith promise, right? So next one. Here, remember this. In the Bible say, remember, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and 6. Remember this. Whoever sows spangly will also reap spangly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. It's not only material things, it's spiritual things. You already been giving generously to other country. Now, you are going to receive missionary and prayer support from other country because you have been generously too. And the other one here, each of you must give on you, you know, as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. It's time to do this. So now it's time over. And thank you so much. I just want to share more about that. You want to hear one more story or just time limit? Go ahead. Okay, one more story, last story related to faith promise. Here say that, 1 John chapter 3, 18 to 19. Dear children, let us not love word and tongue, but with action in truth. I can tell this because I already shared with you one story about this. When I was in Thailand and at that time the one village is so poor and they cannot daily food and maybe once a day or two times a day. They're very, very poor. And I took the Korean Nazarene University youth team, mission team to Thailand to evangelize their village. But the head man of a village that, I'm sorry, we are not enough food, but we welcome you. And then we went there. And then they prepare very, not living maggots, but good food over there. And then about 20 young people sitting there, and many children from the village is just watching what they are eating. These 20 children, youth members from Korea, which is a rich country, they have a train and they really good, mission mindset. They train very well. And then when they get there, before they start eat, they say, oh, Pastor, Missionary Park is so dirty, water dirty, food ugly. They start to complain about. But, you know, what all villagers, including children, watching what they are eating. And then I felt a little weird. Why so many children? Why the villagers watching us for our eating? Maybe first time, welcome, not that feeling. And I call headman again, headman of village. What happened to your children? What happened to your village? Why is it so difficult to eating, watching this kind of situation? And then I felt everyone was look hungry, feel very hungry. Oh, children very hungry. And the headman said this, Pastor Philip, they couldn't eat 5 days because we are not enough food to keep their food to serve these brothers and sisters from Korea. 5 days they cannot only drink, including children. Their food given to our children. I preached many times about love, this kind of scripture I many times shared. I was shocked. 5 days to serve others, to giving others. They are not Christian yet. They start to believe. Our mission team from Korea. When I start share with these young people from Korea, they start crying. They say, no, we cannot eat this food. No way, Pastor, we cannot eat this. And I say, no. You should remember your generosity. Remember this. You have to eat with a smile or tears. Let's eat together. But please, left over all food to give to them. They start eating with the tears. And then suddenly rain is coming down. And people, but our young people don't move. Just eat, keep eating with crying and raining. It's like blessing from God. All young people from Korea. Because villagers said, oh, go out, go room, go to the house because of rain. They said, no. We want to stay here. We want to worship God in this rain. Praise His name. Because of your love. From that experience, three young people from Korea commit their life, giving their life to Christ, to the mission, and they are now missionary. Only true love can change, can transform, forming people to Christ and to call to mission. Today, remember, Jesus did for us more than that. Whatever you give, you don't have it, or not enough, don't complain. Just say, thank God, I will give you whatever I have, by faith and love and hope. Thank you so much. God bless you.